News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Johnny Ronan's Docklands Tower development on Dublin's Liffey side is two fingers to Dublin. That is the view of Frank MacDonald, former environment editor with the Irish Times, on that proposed 45-storey block on Dublin's North Docklands near the Tree Arena. I caught up with Frank last night. I began by asking him why he believes Johnny Ronan is giving two fingers to Dublin.
Well, because of the scale of what's proposed. I mean, nothing like this has ever been proposed for Dublin before. And the only structures in the city that would outrun it in heights would be the pool bank stacks, and they're not even buildings, they're just two chimneys that are redundant now. And when you look at an image of it, you can see that it's going to be at least twice the height of the city's tallest building, which is the Capitol Dock Tower at the corner of Britton Quay and John Rogerson's Quay, and pretty well directly opposite that. And this kind of scale is just simply unjustified.
It is not just one, but two towers. And there's also an adjoining kind of very blocky block, for the want of a better word, right beside it. It is it's not just a tall development. It is a huge development in terms of being very blocky as well.
Well, you basically have two residential towers. One of them would be 45 stories high. Capitol Dock opposite on the South Quay is 79 metres high. So it would be more than twice the height of Capitol Dock. And nearly three times the height of Liberty Hall. And behind that 45-storey tower, there would be another 41-storey tower that would be set at a diagonal angle to it. And it would contain a total of 1,005 apartments, mostly one-bedroom units and two-bedroom apartments and a few three-bedroom penthouse units. And 101 of those are being offered to Dublin City Council as social housing under Part 5 of the 2000 Planning Act for over 66 million. That works out at roughly 660,000 euro per flat for Dublin City Council. The council housing element would be located, clustered at the back of the scheme, you know, away from the river, and would have lower floor to ceiling heights than the standard apartments, half of which would be built to rent. In other words, you won't be able to buy them, and half of which would be available for sale at presumably enormous prices, even more than what Dublin City Council is proposed to be charged. So, you know, the idea that this is some kind of a solution for the housing crisis in Dublin, and particularly about the housing affordability in Dublin, is just simply fantasy.
There will be people listening to this morning, Frank, who will say, yeah, but we need to go high in Dublin. We need to, you know, think outside the box. And look, this is, I think Johnny Ronan has even made the argument, this is a long way from the city centre. It's at the end of the dock.
I get all those arguments. I mean, there's a very strong kind of cheerleader lobby for high-rise development in the city. But if you take central Paris, there's 2.2 million people living in that area. It's one of the densest occupied urban areas in the whole of Europe. And most of them are living in apartment blocks that are no more than 5 to 8 stories high. 5 to 8 stories is kind of like the sweet spot for residential development because it can be provided much more economically than high rise. With high rise of the likes of which are proposed here, you're going to have, you know, more lifts are needed, extra fire safety precautions, secondary stairs and sprinkler systems and all the rest of it. So, you know, the cost per square meter of delivering buildings of this huge scale, which are really the scale of Manhattan or Dubai, you know, I mean, it's just wildly uneconomical. So, you know, I just don't really understand why they're pressing forward.
Frank, has this any chance of getting planning permission from a Bord Pleanála in your view?
Well, personally, I can't see how that can happen because the High Court has already upheld the planning scheme for the area more than once, in fact, on three different occasions, and has quashed decisions made by Bord Pleanála that go against that plan. And this is such a huge departure from that planning scheme that I can't see how they can grant it, because if they did, they'd be going against the High Court judgments, or if they did grant it, it would be challenged in the courts and it would be struck down. So I just can't understand why it's happening. I mean, I said that what should have happened at the outset with this, as soon as it was presented, I said that what was starting in a way was a kind of a bizarrely surreal and hubristic play that should have been cancelled immediately after its first performance. They should have just said, look, this is just not a runner.
And that was Frank McDonald, former environment editor with the Irish Times, speaking to me a little earlier. Now, we have received a statement from the Ronan Group on this. It's a very long statement, but just to read out some of it. The Docklands, the statement says, it's precisely where we should be thinking about enabling Dublin to compete as a world city. Brownfield urban regeneration at a scale at a remove from the city core. They talk about what's happening in Paris. That's what the Ronan Group is trying to achieve at the waterfront. A modern evolution of a characterful city in the appropriate location. They say the development will be the world's first carbon positive mixed use city quarter. That's something the city can be proud of. This site is arguably the best located in Ireland to accommodate meaningful height and density, served by excellent public transport links, and in no way interfering with Dublin's historic core. Far from destroying the skyline, it should point the way to a more ambitious future, an end to suburban sprawl, lengthy commutes, traffic and emissions, which are the legacy of the poor planning decisions of the past. Let us know your views.